Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode one.
Well, here we are, guys.
Here we are.
This is our Overwhelming Victory podcast. Hi, guys. We're very excited about just having a chat with you all about these incredible scriptures that God's laid on our hearts, and hopefully will inspire you and encourage you to get into God more, get into His Word more, and find out how incredible our God is.
Yeah. Amen.
He is so good.
So good.
Sam. This is Trudy.
And I'm still Andy. Still
Andy. Yeah. So we're going to read this first scripture, 1 John 5:1-15, 15 verses, people. Oh my goodness, I know, we can do it. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know we love God's children if we love God and obey his commandments. Loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. I didn't say that very well. Burdensome. Say that very fast right now.
Burdensome.
Oh, very good. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus Christ was revealed as God's Son by his baptism in water and by shedding his blood on the cross, not by water only, but by water and blood. And the Spirit, who is truth, confirms it with his testimony. So we have these three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and all three agree. Since we believe human testimony, surely we can believe the greater testimony that comes from God. And God has testified about his Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar because they don't believe what God has testified about his Son.
Wow.
And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know you have eternal life. And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for.
Ooh.
What an amazing passage
of
scripture. Surely your hearts are bursting with revelation,
so
guys.
Good. It made me think. Straight away, when Pastor Russell declared at the start of the year victory, one of the things he declared, I knew the word was coming.
Yes.
So I'd already done the maths that victory only happens when there's battles.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, Lord, haven't we had enough battles? But then, so I knew that was the word. But when Pastor Russell declared to church, here's the word. And then he said in a prophetic statement, there will be battles, but they will be quick. I'm like, praise God. And so, I read this here. Every child of God, that's us, who defeats this evil world, we achieve our victory through faith. And so we don't achieve victory through striving or through, the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. We're not fighting a natural enemy. It's not a person that we're ever fighting.
Yeah.
It's principalities, it's powers, it's the Spirit. And so who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I mean, what's the greatest key to victory? It's Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is victory. Yeah. He's given us this access through what he did on the cross.
Yeah.
And that we get to appropriate victory over the spiritual realm with the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's ultimate authority.
Totally.
Yeah. And I love some of these passages because it's almost the simplicity, of some of the statements. It's like it clarifies belief.
Yeah.
And I think actually as we've been looking at victory, it's like reminding me that actually everything with God is it's simple. He's not confusing.
No.
It doesn't mean that these things are easy to live out, but it is simple.
Yeah.
And
didn't we hear that at church 2 weeks ago? Simple, but not easy.
Pastor Glenn?
Yep.
Yeah. I was listening.
Yeah.
And so it is quite simple. And the enemy confuses things.
Yes.
And so, because when you are in the midst of a battle, sometimes it can seem confusing. How do I approach this? How do I... what's the right response? What's pleasing to God in this? But I love
the enemy is the author of confusion.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what he wants us to feel.
But the scripture says God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. You know. Yeah. So anyway, saying that to say, I just love that it starts with we're children of God.
Yeah.
We've become His children because of our faith in Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think that again, that's one of those simple keys to victory is we approach it all. We approach whatever battle we are facing. Doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter what it is. We must first position ourselves and realign our thinking to say, I'm a child of God. How does a child of God respond to this challenge? How does a child of God flourish in this?
Yeah.
Because as soon as I reposition myself to remember who I actually am, it's not something I need to become. I am that because of my faith. So then that begins to find a way through the challenge or the battle or whatever it is that I'm facing. You know, an easy way to think about that is, well, you know, the old, like, what would Jesus do? WWJD.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's not just like, oh, I should respond like Jesus. No, it's thinking like, how would the Son of God, as a child of God, how did he approach that? Well, that's my inheritance too. Yeah. That's what I can walk in.
Yeah.
So if it's financial, if it's health related, it's not like, oh, I wish I had more experience. I wish I had wisdom. I wish I had something that I don't have. It's just coming back to, no. As a child of God, how should I approach this right now?
Yeah.
Because that's always going to position me for the victory
of the Son of God. And how does a child operate? They don't know how to do something. They've got an issue. Dad.
Yeah.
Mom. Exactly. Yeah. Can you help? Help me with my siblings? You know, it's as simple as that to say, God, I've got this battle. I've got this obstacle. Help. Help me.
Yeah.
But then also I was thinking as you were talking, Pastor Rudy, about you know, all of this stuff, I'm thinking that, you know, it's difficult because the enemy will use certain things and certain people that are close to us. And this is the struggle, I think, in life is that we can say, yes, you've got the victory and that, but then you can have someone close to you say something or do something that's really hurtful.
Yeah. Mm.
And it can really get into our hearts and we're like, well, ouch, mm-hmm. how do I now get the victory over that? And one of the things that I've always done is that I've gone, I know you, I can hear you. That's not my relative. That's not my friend. Right. That's you, enemy. Yeah. You're speaking through them or people in authority, people we trust. And sometimes out of their mouths come these hurtful words. But I think if we understand that, the enemy will try and use these situations to get at us. But because we have the victory over the enemy, to be alert and realize, oh, that's you.
Yeah.
So I take authority over you. Yeah. I will not partner with that hurt. I will not agree with those words. Mm. And just really battle against the enemy in our prayer and then letting go, forgiving, you know, not holding grudges, not holding on to things. This is how we overcome as well because the enemy cannot win when we're like that.
Yeah.
So he can't get the victory over us. And so we keep winning because we are, seeing things from God's perspective. God would never say horrible things to us. The people we love don't say these things often. You know, you might have these scenarios where I got, you know, angry and I got, you know, emotional and I don't actually mean what I said, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just the enemy trying to get in there. Yep. But we have the victory over him. So, yay, winning team.
Amen. Winning team.
Yes.
The
and
WT.
Just, and having this, you know, attitude of a child. Help God. I mean, there's so many things that we could talk about in this particular scripture, but what I love also is that we are confident that he hears,
us
whenever we ask for anything that pleases him.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that please him.
Yeah.
We were praying today and we were asking the Lord for souls.
Yeah.
That pleases him.
Yeah.
He hears us.
Yeah.
He answers us, you know. So that to me is such a wonderful reassurance that, one, that God listens.
Yeah.
He's not deaf to us. Mm-hmm. He's listening to us, hears us. And I find great encouragement with that. You know, it's not, I don't know, just words falling on deaf ears. It's like him going, oh, I'm your dad.
Yeah.
I'm going to step in. I'm going to work through that situation. I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to bring the breakthrough.
Yeah.
I agree. Amen.
I mean, I always think about that, obviously, in my current life circumstance. I've got these three little humans that are often calling out. And, like, it's not that I jump up at their every beck and call,
yes.
but most of the time, like, I'll hear them, like, yes. the first time. And often I'll start, okay, I know what they want. I'm going to set about doing it.
Yeah.
But because they don't understand that I'm working on their behalf and I'm getting it, they just repeat over and over because they don't have a confidence
yeah.
that I can hear them.
Yes.
And I think if we would pray and if we would live with a confidence that, like, no, God has heard us. Like, God knows exactly what's going on and God's going to give us everything we ask for when we ask, you know, as His child and according to His name, we get the opportunity to walk in victory. So,
yeah. And isn't it amazing though, in a crowd, you can identify the cry of your kid. You know, it can be all sorts of noise happening. But once your kid cries out or says something, you're like, yep, what? I feel that's a great illustration too about God.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of things going on in this world. Yet when we go, Dad, Father, bam, He's attentive and He's listening and 100%. He is moving on our behalf. So, yay.
100%.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory Podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.